It's the Thursday Morning House Call with Dr. Lane Iena, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
And good morning once again. Big Len Edwards with you in studio with me, Dr. Lane Iena. Good morning, Dr. Lane.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Now, before we get too farther into this, I'm looking ahead to next week.
Yes.
Next week we won't have.
Yes, it's the one Thursday a year we're guaranteed not to have a Thursday morning house call. One of the few days we take off.
Exactly.
Yes, very, very few. So I'll miss you, big guy.
Well, I know you. You're probably, deep frying a turkey or something.
I will be watching my dad deep fry turkeys. Even though I'm 38, doctor, father of four, they don't let me touch the hot things yet. I'll get there.
I can't blame them.
Anyway. Chainsaws, fryers, I don't get to touch any of it.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, speaking of, we are going to be talking about travel. And I've got some medical travel tips to try to help keep you healthy while you're going to go see your family. So the very first one I'm going to talk about is, folks, you can call this a plea from my side. Please refill your medications early. It is, if I had a dollar for every time a patient called and said they need their lisinopril sent to a CVS on the corner of 1st and 3rd in New York, the kids would be looking forward to a much larger Christmas than they are right now. It is wild. You know, you said earlier this morning that 82 million people will be traveling this year, which is crazy. My first thought was, and all 82 million are going to forget their blood pressure meds and have to call me. So folks, 5 to 7 days before, get a count of your medications and just call us. We'll be in next week. If your doc's not in, if they're already taking next week off, somebody will be on call. It is so much easier to address from the office.
Do it now.
Just
today.
Do it. Count your meds. Get that little orange pill bottle. Count them. See if you got enough. And if you don't, if you're going to run out of your insulin, your blood pressure meds, your heartburn meds, Lord knows you're going to need those for a number of reasons, right? Please call me and we'll get that taken care of. Do that ahead of time. Heck, we could end the show now. Let's keep Huntsville healthy. But I am going to throw in a few more tips. This is number two. Pack a small kit, just kind of outside of your normal medicines. This is something I've started doing as I've gotten wiser, is I'll just pack a little toiletry bag, but I'll put in Advil, Tylenol, maybe some medicine for nausea since I have 4 children and they are prone to sickness and making me ill. So it's good to have some nausea meds as well. And just little OTC things for what you and your family are prone to. It's just nice to have. I don't often use it, but when I do, I am so grateful I have it. I've started throwing some melatonin in there too, because man, I cannot sleep to save my life the first night I'm in somewhere new. So a little melatonin I've noticed has really helped with that first night and helped me be a less grumpy guy the next morning. So maybe it'll help you too. Number three, try to stay ahead of the seasonal viruses and go get your COVID shot and your flu shot now. It's technically a little late because we're a week to a week and a half before. It usually takes 2 weeks, but something's better than nothing. So today would be a great day of, you know what, doc, you're right. I have not gotten my flu shot. I've been putting it off and everyone likes to get it right before the weekend. Today, tomorrow, go get your shot. Get your flu shot, get your COVID shot. Otherwise, you're going to be seeing me the week after Thanksgiving or the week after Christmas. And I love seeing you, but I'd rather you not have to come see me. Next one, food safety when you're on the road, and then just overall being mindful of your diet. First of all, the classic, avoid the gas station sushi. There's a lot of gastroenteritis that pops up this time of year. Be careful Thanksgiving that food doesn't sit out more than 3 hours. Here's a bonus Thanksgiving tip. That's when it tends to go bad. But also just be mindful, don't go crazy with your diet on Thanksgiving, but we're entering the holiday season. The average weight gain over the holiday season in America is 8 pounds. Just be mindful of that. I still want you to have fun Thanksgiving. I want you to have fun Christmas. I don't know that you necessarily have to have fun all 30 days in between. Make sure that you're watching your blood pressure and watching your weight, making sure that your blood sugar, making sure that the food isn't taking its toll on your metabolic health while you take those few splurge days to celebrate with family. We talked about the melatonin for sleep. The next step kind of goes into sleep itself. Try to keep the same bedtime. Try to keep the same bed routine. It's already difficult. I mean, how many times have you gone on vacation at the end of it felt like you needed a vacation from your vacation? It's already difficult to leave a vacation well rested. Try to keep the same sleep routine, especially try to keep the same sleep routine for the kids. Even when we go camping, my buddies made fun of me once because I was like, all right, 8 o'clock, time to go to bed, kids. But then who was laughing when at 8:30 my kids were asleep and their kids were running wild at 10 p.m., right? Try to keep the same routine going for you and your children. That'll really help be rested and stay rested and be in a good mood as you go through your vacation. And then last but not least, expect stress, expect delays, plan for them. There's a joke, I'm going to butcher it, but there's a joke in King of the Hill where Hank Hill says, it's 10 a.m. now and it takes 30 minutes to get to the airport and that plane leaves at 4 p.m. with or without us. And I laugh at that every time because they're leaving 6 hours before the plane leaves because that's what my dad would do and now that's what I do. Plan for delays, plan for traffic. Lord knows you're going to slow down getting to the airport, slow down driving to, grandma's house. Folks, just plan on it. Leave a little early, allow some time, and just be prepared for the stress. It's coming. Don't let it ruin ruin your holiday.
No, don't. Don't let that happen. All right. So a great edition of Thursday Morning House Call, the pre-Thanksgiving edition.
Yes, pre-Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right. Thursday Morning House Call brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Let's keep Huntsville healthy.